Well, all right. So the big question, gentlemen, I've had people come on the program, claim they had out-of-body experiences, and then offer me proof, by third-party statements, affirming, you know, that they had said something or done something that this person hundreds or thousands of miles away had observed and heard correctly. Now, would you say that person was telling me the truth or not?
Well, they're probably telling the truth in that they're claim. But listen, first of all, an out-of-body experience means that someone experiences being out of the body. Does that mean they really are? Well, what do you
right.
mean by out of the body? What is in the body? The way I look at it is that it's all as if you're watching something on television. There you see some event occurs. You don't know by watching the television whether it's something that's an actual newsreel or was, you know, made at some studio. It may look the same to you, and that's what our consciousness is like. We see something, we experience. I personally have certainly left my body in the traditional way. That's what it feels like. It feels like you're lying in bed, or for me, it's always been lying in bed, and then I separate out and float out of my body. But then
right.
I thought about, so what if this is really my physical body down there I've just left? This is the physical world I'm in. But it then, the moment I check it out, well, it doesn't really look that way. So it's a question of standards. We can say this is a scientific question. We can have very strong proof. This is a very strong claim to make, to say that, yes,
it is,
I can
yes.
find information from of what's going on the other side of the world. Well, it just, this stuff has not panned out. Many claims have been made, but I just haven't seen the laboratory evidence for the model that the out-of-body experience is correct. I'm not saying people don't have it.
We're not saying that it's not possible that people can bring back information that wasn't obtainable in, quote-unquote, a standard dream. We were quoting earlier Ursus's work, and we've done work with Joe McMonagle and yourself in remote viewing states in lucid dream, where it's been proven that we can perceive things remotely and bring information back.
Yes.
I think the fundamental question, though, is there something that separates from the body and moves in some ethereal way,
yes.
some other means, some other physics?
And you're saying you don't think so?
It's an open question, and since there's no experimental evidence to say there's something that physically leaves, it's a proposition that would need to be looked at. We do know that remote perception is possible, and that the availability of information while you're in a dream state can get muddled with the way you're looking at things, right? So if you know that you can feel like you're out of the body and it can be just as real can be, it brings up what I like to call the Memorex question, right? Is it real or is it Memorex in terms of the physics of what happens?
Yes,
not
sir.
The subjective appraisal of what happens. We know that feels real and the information can be valid. But did something physically separate and move to a remote location? I think if you had Joe on the phone, he would say, in my remote viewing, nothing leaves my body in the remote viewing state, but I'm able to contact the metaphorical signal line and immediately perceive something remotely. Well, we know that same capability is active during dream states, so why is that not one of the possible means by which the stories could be true, and yet the proposed physics not necessarily accurate.
All right. On to one other question about leaving your body. Those who I've interviewed over the years inevitably and always say it is completely safe. And the moment I want to be back in my body, boom, I'm back in my body. And that brings up something else, which is out of body and death. Now, how do we know that occasionally people who are having an OBE and they're out of their body don't die? Because of course the dead don't come back to tell us
yeah.
that they died during an OBE, and that
sure.
always seems to stump the OBE people. They say, well, yeah, you could be right.
Well, but the answer must be that people will occasionally die while having an out-of-body experience, just like they occasionally die under every other circumstance. It's just So you're having an out-of-body experience, so this one-world simulation, you're, as it were, imagining, correctly or not, that reality is a certain way. Meanwhile, your brain and the physical body happens to die. Well, then that's the end of the experience. We don't know what happens after that. That's what I'm saying, that the Tibetan Buddhists believe that the yoga, the dream state, is a means of exploring those after-death states. We don't really know, though, from the scientific point of view, that we just don't have evidence at this stage. But it's like that old wives' tale of if you die in your dream, you'll actually die. As you just pointed out yourself, how would you know that? Because people don't come back and say, oh, I just died, right?
That's right.
It probably is they're right. I certainly agree with that, that there's nothing safer than being in an out-of-body experience as long as you're asleep safely in bed at the time.
It's interesting, though, that when we talk about lucid dreams and then quickly move on to out-of-body experiences, the next thing we come to is death. And I think it's also interesting that the dream world millennia ago was often associated with the spirit reality, right? So there's this connection between the fear of death and the promise of something beyond, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think whenever we talk about out-of-the-body experiences, what we're really getting to is a primordial fear in all of us that, in fact, we do die, right? We may die and then no longer exist. And so when we have these experiences, most people who've had them will say, well, now I fear death not. I've gone to the other side and been there, and I don't have to fear this anymore. So there's this very, very deep-rooted desire to find an experience that validates something that we've been taught. And maybe it's genetically encoded in terms of having a spiritual orientation. We hear about it in the Christian tradition, going to go to heaven and live forever. And so this idea of a soul leaving the body and getting up to heaven has been rooted for thousands of years within us. And so once you have that experience, you say, well, here's the proof. I know what happens now.